Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes you ask for a sign, and sometimes you actually get a sign.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear those real ghost stories. We really, 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 really do. So if you've got one, call it in at 855-853-4802. If you'd like to write it in, do that at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could be a premium subscriber if you wanted to be. No commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, what's up today?
Well, it's a funny day today. Kind of cloudy and then sunny and then cloudy and hot and cold and windy. And it's been like every temperature, you know, they always say in Kansas, I know other states say this too, but if you don't like the weather in Kansas, wait 10 minutes, it'll change. And that is how it has felt today. But I was thinking about what you just said about signs. And I know you've had some signs.
Well, the most major one was from Buddy when I literally asked for a sign and I got one.
Yeah. The other day I was walking down the street and I found like 33 pennies. I thought, you know, that's a sign.
Well, and somebody dropped 33 pennies, I guess, but like,
I guess
what? Cause Kathy sent me a picture of him. She's like, holy shit. It's like
they were
the
just in the
load.
Middle of the street, just all these pennies. And I was like, well, this must be a really big sign here that something's about to happen. So I went and immediately bought lottery tickets. So I'm hoping I win the lottery. I was thinking I would like to win the Mega Millions and then the next night win the Powerball. Because nobody's ever done that. Set my standards high. Like, I'm going for both of them this week.
Well, this story is an interesting story. It's kind of a two-parter because this first part kind of starts about taking a vacation. So it says, my son, daughter, and I stayed at Maison du Belle in Molaire, Aquitaine, France.
Oh my gosh, it sounds lovely.
Maison du Belle in Molaire, Aquitaine, France. Built in 1282, it's $45 a night, crazy cool deal. My goth daughter was sure the place would be haunted. I would go, I'd be right there with the goth daughter.
I wonder if it was originally a hotel, or something, or if what it was originally. I doubt it was a hotel. I'm guessing it was a large estate house or a monastery.
Well, it is a maison, so it makes me think like a chateau sort of thing. Like,
but 1282?
I'd be with the daughter. And it says she watches a lot of ghost hunting shows. Well, I think she was probably right. So before I continue on, don't look at it yet, Kathy, but I sent you an email.
I haven't got it yet, so I'm
You don't have it yet, so you should. Let me double check that it went through. It's in my sent. Yes, so you should get it in a minute. So it says, one night I took a photo of her taking a photo of me. In between our beds was a small reading lamp. When we look at the photo, we saw this. Halo, wings, Buddha. I also have a photo of the building. If you want to see it, yes. He did not send a picture of the building. Because it shows, it is somebody taking a picture of somebody in a bed who's taking a picture of him. But it's like the weirdest picture ever, like in between these two twin beds.
There or some sort of...
It's like a Buddha. It's like a lit up Buddha. It's super bright light.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it's like on a nightstand in between the two beds. So you think it would be a lamp, but there's no lamp there. It looks like a beer bottle maybe or a soft drink bottle of some kind. But you don't
but there's
see a
no,
lamp. It just looks like a
reason
glowing...
that something is shining on it either that they can.
Yeah, it's just this glowing Buddha looking shape.
Yeah.
And it really is. It's just a shape. Isn't that crazy?
And it does look just like the shape of a Buddha.
Yeah, the head, the shoulders. It looks like it's sitting cross-legged. It's so crazy. So it says, I also have a photo of the building. If you want to see it, absolutely send it in. Look up Maison du Belle It is a bishop's tower. That's what it is. So cool. We also had a ghost in Parador Cardona, a well-documented haunted castle about an hour north of Barcelona. We had to request room 712 and sign a waiver. He doesn't say why they're signing the waiver. I just took by implication it's because it was haunted, because it said we had to request room 712. The ghost of a woman only visits the room when a woman is in it. From what I've read, the hot water faucet will come on by itself, or a painting from the wall will be on the floor in a chair when you wake up in the morning, or the door handle will move. The door handle flipped and rattled three different times, and we saw it. The third time, my daughter jumped about a foot off the bed. Incredible castle hotel for only $100. Giving us some good travel tips, too.
Yeah, that's right.
So this next part makes me sad. It says, my son passed away in 2022, and I'm really sorry about that. I can't imagine. And has done some undeniable things. 6 months after he passed, I was reading an article about how you could tell if someone you loved who passed away is reaching out to you. The three physical signs to watch for were a cardinal, a white feather, or a dime. The next morning, I was dressing for work and said out loud, Graham, I'd like a dime. 2 hours later, I'm standing in the doorway of my office talking to someone. I look down and an inch from my foot is a dime. I'll never lose it. Later that day, I talked to a stepmom and she said, I found a dime on my walk today too. Same day. 2 months later, I was talking to her and I said that my dime was a 2022. She said, oh, I think my dime is still in my coat pocket. She went and got it and said, oh, it's 1983, the year he was born. So she found the year he was born, he found the year that he died. Of the 39 years of dimes she could have found, she doesn't have a spiritual side at all. She said, this shook me because I don't believe in this stuff. But he is a very powerful spirit. He was a renowned graffiti artist, and I'm constantly contacted by people who have seen his art, his way of saying, I'm right over here. I have three more Graham stories that are pretty undeniable because they really happened. Thank you. I enjoy your podcast, Steve. Okay, first off, Steve, I would really love to hear those other stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really sorry to lose a son. I can't imagine what you've been through. But to ask for it was just reminded me of that day with Buddy. I asked for a sign and I got a sign, but his was very specific. Graham, I'd like a dime. And then that day he finds one. And so does his wife. Because he said he talked to his stepmom. I assume that's Graham's wife. Or his wife. But the fact that they each found one was the year he died, one was the year he was born.
Yeah, like,
that's
really
not a
strange
coincidence. That was definitely a sign.
And, you know, but even though, you know, it's a small amount, at least it's a little bit of comfort to know that, to just have that. I know he's here. I know he's, you know, communicating, letting us know he's okay, you know. And it's just such a... It makes a world of difference when you're in pain like that. And, you know, and some days are worse than other days where you think you're doing pretty good after a while and then you have a day, you know, and it's a struggle. And then to have something like that, that's just such a comfort.
Because grief is such a process. It's lifelong, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that never stops.
Especially losing a child. And so, yeah, if Steve ever questions if his son sent him a sign, don't ever question that again. That was a sign.
Yeah. The haunted castle sounds fascinating, too, by the way.
I don't know if I could stay there with that weird picture that he sent.
Well, there's the one in France, but then the one in Spain I thought sounded really good, too.
They're
brave. We had to sign the waiver.
Yeah, I don't know that I could stay. Like, at any place built in 1282, I don't know if I could stay there. But that's a really cool thing they did. Like, they stayed at some really awesome places.
My gosh, 1282.
1282, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So we've got a call. Here we go.
Hey, Tony. Hey, everybody. I hope you're doing good. I'm calling back for the first time in a while, and I still love the show, and it's a great show and everything. But I recently had an experience that I wanted to talk about because I just thought it was so creepy. It's not too long of a story, but to give you a little bit of a backstory, I used to deal with a lot of paranormal kind of like happenings in my house. I would notice maybe I saw a shadow. I would hear things. There was a time about it like a year and a half to 2 years ago, I think, when me and my parents don't even believe in this stuff. We would hear like knocks on the wall at night. So I thought we had some sort of like poltergeist in the house. I mean, it was kind of like getting really bad at certain points. But then it kind of went away and the house just felt a little bit more peaceful in the recent months. I would say for like the past year, it hasn't really felt like it used to. And there's kind of like a little bit more of a backstory behind why all this stuff was going on, but I don't really want to like kind of go too far off topic here. But just the other day, I was sleeping and I woke up and I couldn't move. Now, this never happens to me. I know there's something called sleep paralysis that can basically be a cause of what I'm describing, but I have never experienced this once in my life. And I have not had any sort of significant lifestyle changes or anything like that. I'm not on any sort of like medications. I don't know if those can cause that. I'm not, you know, doing anything different than I ever have. And I just woke up the other day and I could not move. And I tried moving my arm. I tried moving my legs. And it was just this feeling like, oh my God, what is going on? I thought I was paralyzed. I thought something had happened to me. And in that moment, it felt like something had control over my body. Like it felt like I was not in my body anymore. And I had no control over it. So it was really, really scary. And it was only for a few moments, but that kind of made me wonder, okay, is something trying to get my attention? Is maybe all this stuff that used to happen going to start up again because of this? Is something trying to contact me? Because it was just so weird. That's never happened to me before. And like I said, I've been living the same recently. Like I haven't changed, and it's not like anything in my life would have caused that to happen, if that's possible. So I'm wondering if, you know, maybe there's something a little bit more unknown trying to contact me. I honestly have no idea, but I just thought of this show when I thought of what happened, because this happened like a few days ago, and I was just like kind of sitting here tonight thinking, okay, that was weird. Like I kind of was just finally realizing what happened. And I thought, okay, I'm going to call the show. I'm going to talk about it here and get your opinion on it. But yeah, I mean, you know, still to this day, occasionally I'll see maybe like a shadow in my house. Maybe I'll feel something. But like I said, it kind of was worse a couple of years back with all that stuff going on around my house. Like I would just see stuff a lot more. Like I was saying, there was like knocking on the walls in the middle of the night, and it used to be worse, but you know, in the past year, it hasn't really been that bad. But still sometimes I'll see something. And then now with this, I'm kind of wondering, like I said, is something trying to contact me? I have no idea. I just thought I would call it in. I know it's not too much of a story, but I wanted to get your opinion on that. Thank you so much for listening, and I love this show. Have a great day.
Do you have any thoughts? What's going on with him?
Well, I definitely think that he had sleep paralysis the other day, and we have talked about sleep paralysis off and on in different stories that have come up. You've had it. I've had it. And I've read articles about it, tried to do some research, and they are doing research on it, people that study this. And recently there's been some, you know, information released about it and stuff. What they never answer that I don't get is like, okay, so you have sleep paralysis. People, but why is it everybody we talk to, I never hear somebody that had sleep paralysis and said, but it was the best, most euphoric feeling. Like, you know, I got to see the people I love and I got this and I did this and, you know, whatever. It's never like that. It's always terrifying.
Well, it's terrifying and very real.
Oh, yeah, it's very real. But my question in reading all the research is, and they say, oh, yes, you know, that people have these really, really bad experiences with this. But why? Why don't we have good experiences with it? That's my question. Like, what is it? Why do we see demons? Why do I wake up and see somebody hovering over me?
I guess it would be like a nightmare, you know?
Why? Why does it have to be a nightmare? That's my question. And so that makes me think of, yes, I might have sleep paralysis, but does it mean that the things I'm seeing aren't communicating with me, aren't trying to talk to me, aren't trying to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I obviously don't have the answer. I just think it's kind of like a nightmare is terrifying, and then you can have a regular dream that's not. I just don't think that sleep paralysis has that flip side. It's more in the nightmare category. And so
you don't think it could be real?
Sleep paralysis?
Like there's really something there that's trying to communicate.
I don't know.
You.
I think it could be.
Because we talk about people having visitation dreams.
But you were talking about why aren't they good. I just think that sleep paralysis falls into the nightmare category. I've had them before, and it was as real. And it was like, I am trying to wake up, and there is this mm-hmm. entity in my room, and I mm-hmm. know I'm asleep. Like,
yes,
I have been scratched. But that could have been me, and I think I'm basically paralyzed, but maybe mm-hmm. I am moving. I don't know. There's something, it's a really bizarre state to be in, and it's terrifying.
But I guess my question is, if we believe that you could have a visitation dream, that somebody can come to you and give you a message in a visitation, why can't they be trying to give you a message in one of these
True.
Dreams?
Yeah. But,
you know.
I don't know, but I do know that once I did wake up, there was not anything in my room. Could there have been something in my room while I was in that weird state? Maybe. So I don't know, but that could have been what happened to him.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can have, they can be trying to contact you through that. And then with, you know, the things happening at the house, do you suppose it could be like, go through cycles that things are more and then less and then more and then less.
Yeah, because I've heard a lot of stories like that where in fact, I was talking to a guy in the Grave Talks once and that was pretty recently. He, trying to think the building that he owned, it was an old hotel. All of a sudden, I can't think of the name of the place. But anyway, very, very, very active location. It's the one where they painted the Ouija board on the top of it. I don't know why I can't think of the name of it all of a sudden. Mm. But so he was like, there's no activity. It's gone. And he'd been there a few years and there had been a lot of activity. And then it just stopped. He said it stopped for over 2 years. No activity. He said he didn't hear weird things, didn't see weird things, nothing. And he was convinced that he did not own a haunted building anymore. And then they decided just, I think, one night, it's like, hey, let's paint a Ouija board on the top of it. And it is the world's largest Ouija board on top of this museum. And he said not long after that, activities did start up again. So I do think that activity can stop. I also have talked to people who kind of refer to them as traveler ghosts. That they're not there all the time.
Right.
That they can kind of come in and leave and then come back, you know. So maybe he's in a situation like that. Or maybe whatever it was has moved on.
Well, and like, I think for most of us, we don't necessarily see a ghost every single day. You know, you might see one here or, you know, or something happens. And then maybe something happens in 2 weeks or maybe 3 months. It's not necessarily a daily thing all the time. And why, the other thing is, I always go like, why does the spiritual world work on our clock?
Well, there is no time, I wouldn't think, on that side.
You know, I think the other thing to think about is why we always want to put a spiritual world on our human clock time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that doesn't really make sense either. Like, what might be months for us might be minutes for them, or quickly, you know, it wouldn't work the same way, I wouldn't think. So, yeah, you might have stuff happen a lot for a little while, and then maybe it falters off for whatever reason. Now, we lived in a house where it seemed like it was just all the time. There, I just never remember a time being in that house that I didn't feel like I was being watched.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember, like, even just dressing fast.
Well,
like,
and
I felt like I was watched, and so it was like creepy. I didn't want, to that extent, like I would just quick get my clothes changed because I felt like that. So, there are places I think where it feels continuous, but I think there's other places where, like you said, maybe it's ghosts that come in, ghosts that come out. Maybe it's not the same one. Maybe it's some sort of portal that they just come through, you know, on their way to something else. I think there's a lot of different reasons why it can stop and start.
But maybe his is finally stopped. Maybe they moved on. And maybe the dream was kind of a sleep paralysis situation. That could explain it, right?
Yeah, it could. But I still don't think that sleep paralysis means that there wasn't anything. That's my thought. I'm like, I think you can have sleep paralysis and it is something trying to contact you.
But if it helps you to sleep better at night,
that's right.
You just think of this, put it in whatever perspective you need to put it into. Because I will tell you, I have had such horrific sleep paralysis dreams before that even going to bed the next night was terrifying to me because I'm like, what if it happens
again? Absolutely. I don't want it to happen again. And, you know, I had this one time where I was, could not move. And I look, there's a man standing at the end of my bed and he's an old man, right? I was probably 17 at the time or something. And I'm trying to move. I'm trying to get up. I'm trying to yell or scream or something and nothing will come out. I can't move. And he's just standing there staring at me. And to this day, you know, I believe he was standing there trying to communicate with me. Mm. I really do. I do not think that just because I had this paralysis means that there wasn't somebody standing there. Because I believe there was.
Was that in the house in Colby, Kansas?
That was in the projects in Colby, Kansas.
Okay. Just creepy ass dreams. So I don't know. It's just, I hate to like put really scary thoughts in somebody's head if they're having problems dreaming, but it's.
Well, I don't want to dismiss it either. It's, you know, but, you know, like you said, you know, weigh it and, you know, go from there. And if you felt like something was trying to communicate with you, possibly it was.
Maybe.
I don't think that it couldn't be that.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. So call it in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And don't forget about becoming a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up today on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.